Hallelujah. Man, oh man, you guys just be seated. Isn't it? We are so blessed. We are so blessed to live in a country that we do not have to look over our shoulder to worship God. We don't have to look over our shoulder to open up our Bibles. You know, and I'm excited because our children came back from Semirama this past week. They were gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and came back Thursday afternoon. And so, you know, as I began to, split up. Pastor Kathy went to a service afternoons and evenings, and I was here when they arrived. And the buzz and the testimonies and the excitement and everything else, you know, I said, you know what, we're going to, you know, let's have some testimonies. And then as the testimonies, a couple testimonies that you've been more and more and more. And so we're just, because they have stuff to testify about. So, you know what, we're a church that we're led by the Spirit of God. Amen. You can do better than that. Amen. So, you know what, we're going to what I really just felt is just like, let these guys come up and just share. Because I believe you're here for a purpose, right? You're here on purpose. It's not because you're doing your daily ritual or weekly ritual, because someone say amen, right? And if you're like, oh, well, I didn't know about that. Well, now you know, all right? And so these guys are going to come up and just share about the incredible things that God did in their lives and what they experienced over the last few days while they were somewhere. And so please give her a round of applause. She's normally not down here. And every time I tell her when she's down here, tell me when you're down here. You know, so this way you receive the offering. You get big before the people. And so she's not up here enough as much as I like her to be, or Pastor Kathy would. But she is here now. So I want you to give some love to our children's minister, Miss Rachel Spears.
Good morning. We're excited to be here today. And if you're an adult and worked at camp, you're recruited to speak this morning also. Some of the kids were obviously a little nervous to come up in front of the adults. So first of all, smile at them the whole time, okay? Because they're nervous. They need friendly faces, not your resting face. Just saying. We love you. So anyways, you could continue that with Pastor John. I'm sure he'll be happy to have that also. But anyways, we're going to get started this morning. But before we get started, I just want to say thank you to everyone who supported us. Thank you to the parents who sent your children. We did bring them back alive. They're still safe and kept and protected. Thank you to everyone who prayed for us and stood with us all week. We appreciate all that you did. And thank you to all of the workers who worked, whether you're a teenager who worked very hard at doing. We had some teens do some worship, and adults who slept with the kids, worked with the kids, ran around in the heat. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you did. So we'll get started before I let the kids get more nervous this morning. But camp was at Camp Sparta. We had 19 children, and that was just from our church. We had 56 children total, and 12 adults from our group. And so we had a great time, and two teenagers. And so we had a great time. I don't want to speak too much in case I take someone's testimony. So we'll get started. Let's see who's brave enough to go first. Sam is. Ooh, he's going to lead us off. So good job. Wow. All right. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit does lots of things for you. So I'll ask questions if they get stuck a little bit here. So, but they're going to get started. You want to hold it? Okay.
Okay. So when I was at camp, Samuel, of course, like you said. When I went to camp, the last day at the last service, like the night service, everyone who wanted to get blessed and filled with the Holy Spirit was allowed, so I did. Before that, I was there's this thing that was tubing. You like get pulled on a boat, and it's really fun. But I fell off, and I was kind of scared. But God kind of helped me to yeah, I prayed and God kind of helped me calm down and give me peace. It was a lot of fun. Like, we got to do lots of things. Once my friend was telling me that their cabin was going to prank our cabin and make it dirty. Josiah.
There was a clean and dirty farm.
Yeah, and
that's why they were worried about that.
And we got the cleanest cabin. So it was all me. I just had a lot of fun meeting new friends and praising the Lord, and thank you. Yeah, jumping up and down. Thank you.
So, okay, he used to be really shy. not anymore. Well, anyways, one of the things that we did, I'll just highlight from his speaking, is that we talked about a lot about that the Holy Spirit is with you always. You're never by yourself when you receive the Holy Spirit. When he's in your life, you can call on him at any time, and he's there with you. And so that was a great example where he already put it into practice as he fell off the tube in the middle of this big lake, and it's kind of scary. I don't even really like what's swimming under me, you know. He prayed, and God gave him peace. That's how he explained it to me the first time he told me that story, that he prayed, and God gave him peace right at that moment, and he was not afraid as he was out there waiting for the boat to come around and pick him up. We didn't leave him in the water, but... Just so you know. All right, you ready, Miss Krista?
All right, got it.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. My name is Krista, and one way that I at camp that the Holy Spirit changed me was by learning how to speak in tongues, and I was really proud of myself by walking up there. That was a big step for me right there. And
she did that a couple of times, right? A couple of times her friends hung back and didn't go up and worship and be part of involved in worship. And you made a decision, right, to go up at that moment and just worship him, right? And
yeah.
God gave you cool stuff every time you did that, right?
Yes.
So, anyways, that was a great testimony.
Yeah.
I'll just add on to their stories as they remember.
So there was this thing called the blob, and one person was on the other end, and this other person jumped off, and they landed on the blob, and the other person flew off into the lake, and I did it, and I was scared, and I was like, and when
you jump from pretty high,
yeah,
the first part
it's
of it.
Really
for kids with edge and trying to jump. I think we have a picture. I'll try.
So when this kid blobbed me, he wasn't very much taller than me. I flew off that thing. I went super high, and yeah, that was really fun. And I went tubing with my best friend, Ava, and so yeah, that was my camp experience.
Awesome! Good job, Krista. Was in my cabin. We had small cabins, 8 to 10 people each, probably 2 adults and then the kids. And she was in mine, and we got some devotional time in the morning, and in the evening after service, we would ask questions related to the service and try to get the kids to think about it. You know, because kids pay attention, but they get tired like we do, right? They've played all day. They've been in the heat. So we're trying to make sure that they've really gotten what they got out of service really resonated with them, that they really got something out of it. And I know we really went in our cabin, we talked about, you know, how when you're with someone and they're on their phone, or they're watching TV and they're not listening to you. And kids get this a lot sometimes, you know, because they talk, sometimes never stop talking, you know. And so sometimes you might inadvertently tune them out a little bit, and they know when you're not listening. And I said, that's the Holy Spirit with you, right? He doesn't need to be tuned out. He's with you, and when he's talking to you, he has something important to say. And so they're trying to be very aware of that. And that's one of the topics that came up in our small group. And as they did each of their little groups, I'm sure the things that were related to those children got to be brought to them. So it's exciting. Alrighty. You ready? And we have 2 people, mom and daughter, coming on up today. All right. You want to use this little table for your notes? I know Miss Emily wrote hers down. So I need to make sure. All right. Got it.
Good morning. My name is Emily Kostis. I am 10 years old. And last week I went to Camp Sparta. We spent 4 days and three nights there. During camp, we attended church services, played competitive games. We had great meals and had lots of fun free time. My favorite parts were going on the blob and going tubing. During the last church service, I was filled with the Holy Spirit and I was able to speak in tongues. I also was able to help other people get filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Thank you for letting me share my testimony with you.
Okay, before you leave, when did you get other people filled with the Holy Spirit? When was that?
After the last night, we had a bonfire, and after the bonfire, me and my mom went outside her cabin, and we prayed, and I helped her. And on the bus, going home, I helped my friend Emma get filled with the Holy Spirit, and she goes to another church. But
yeah, so they were practicing right away what they had learned, that God isn't just for church services, but it's for your everyday life, and that was very cool. Mom, you want to talk? We're going to let Mom talk.
Absolutely. You know, I was asked to go along and help chaperone this trip, and I absolutely wanted to do it, but I realized when I was there, and it was kind of bringing back things that I already knew, that the enemy wants our kids, and he's really working hard to steal them away from us, and it's our responsibility, it's our obligation to keep them safe, and they are so open. I mean, more open than I was. I was very closed off, and I was trying to not be, but these kids are just available and willing, and it was such an awesome opportunity to be part of that, to come alongside them and help them to have fun. And the one thing that she talked about when we were talking about her writing this was it was more than just fun. It was her growing closer to God and helping her. And it was amazing. She led me to be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. It was amazing. It was amazing. So thank you very much.
And we need to give a big round of applause for her, because she was one of the ones that had all the little children. So give her a big round of applause. She took care of them all week. The youngest ones were in her cabin, and if you have taken care of children before, those are the most work. They're very sweet, but a lot more work.
And then one other thing, we had teens along with us from the other church, and we had the Mazza boys as well. And what an amazing example that they were leading for the younger kids. They were up there worshiping. They were playing with the kids. We had these teams. We had five different teams, and my team did not win, but that's okay. We were very close to winning, but they just had so much fun with the kids, and it was just, that was amazing to see that. So you two were absolutely amazing. Thank you.
Okay, any adults that went that would like to speak, or teenagers, if you'd like to come up and speak about anything about it right now, I know some people have said no, but if you were there and would like to speak, because I know some, they'll tell you a story directly that a child told them that might be too afraid to come up and speak. So,
Hi, I'm Nancy, and I just wanted to give the testimony of one of the little girls that was in my cabin that goes to church here, Rosalina. She's not here this morning, I don't think. Second service, since you won't hear it. She was so open to the Holy Spirit all the time. Like Rachel was saying, we had the little small group meetings after each service, and she would talk and pray. I would say at the end, well, let's pray. Who wants to lead in prayer? And she would just lead the whole prayer, you know. So for little kids, that's pretty good. But the last night when they called for people that wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit, she just jumped right up. She knew what she wanted, because the other girls next to her were not going up. she went up and she received the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. Well, when we came back to the to have our small group, we went and we decided not to do what was listed on our page to do, but we just asked them what they got out of each service. Rosalina, I mean, I just want to cry when I think about it. She said, well, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. Everything is changed. The way I see, the way I hear, the way I feel. I mean, we wished, Dawn and I said later, we wish we had videotaped that. But, you know, you don't want to take away from the moment. But she said, my whole world has changed because of being filled with the Holy Spirit. So, you know, what else could you ask for? That's it.
Todd?
Our kids played so hard, but they also prayed so hard. And, I mean, one thing I remember Sam telling me, too, right when we were getting to leave, he said, I have learned more about God in these 3 days than I have in all my years going to church, because he so experienced God. And we were blessed. Dolly and I were in a room with four young girls between the ages of 9 and 11, and at the end we got to pray over all of our campers that were in our cabin, and God just released some prophetic utterances, and every one of those girls were just like broken before the Lord. They were just crying. The Spirit of God was so on them. And the one little girl, she was like, you don't understand. I never, never cry. I never, never cry. And God was just on them. So this investment that we have made in our children is so worth it. It is like an eternal investment. And thank you, too, from us.
You're welcome. Astrid, did you want to? I know that a lot of kids, getting them away from their environment and the things that just distract them, it's hard to get them separated sometimes Sunday mornings, but it's great to get them in a place where they're focused on God and they're still having fun, but they have their focus on God and they don't have those things that distract them.
I think I grabbed the mic from her. I didn't mean to. I tell you, my daughter is really a blessing to the kids. She's been a great leader to them, and I think a lot of the things that happen with camp is because of the fact that all the distractions are taken away from us. They're not allowed to use phones. They're not allowed to watch TV. They can't play their games, you know. They just are focused on God, even though they have fun. We have a good time there. I was looking at some of the pictures of myself, and I thought, dear God, take that off, please. I don't know who that old guy is, but, you know, pretty sure I'm younger than that. Anyhow, but God is grabbing us, and he's taking us to a higher place. And one of the things we've done is invest in our children. I was in a cabin with the pastor's son, the pastor that was ministering there. So he was just full of the word. And then at the other end of the spectrum, we had a special needs kid there. So we had everything that could possibly be there. But I had several of the young men that were ministering, like Nick and Nate were doing when they were there. I know they were there, and they came up to me and they said, look, I got born again when I was at one of the camps that you had years ago. So I looked at that and I thought, this is awesome, because kids are getting filled with the Spirit now, and they're coming up in our ranks. They're stepping forward and doing ministry. And then there are kids that we have touched before that are there doing the work that God has called them to do and putting into the lives of those children. So praise God for both sides of that working for us. I just really felt privileged by God to be a part of that and know that he is using us as a church. Each one of us who has invested in these children are people that are looked upon by God as part of what has happened here today.
Amen. Awesome. You want to come talk? These are some of our they were worship leaders, team leaders. We worked them hard all week. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun the whole week. I kind of went into this not being like a really kind of kids guy, you know. Like, I expected them to, like, be wild and stuff. Like, all I kind of expected, like, the worst, you know, like, kid stereotypes. Not in, like, a rude way, but, like, and so I went in and, like, you know, obviously they don't want to shower. And one kid, yeah, the boys. One kid forgot his toothbrush, and he told me the last day. And, yeah, so all of those are true, but it's, but like, also, I went in there, and they, like, just melted my heart, all of them. They were so kind. And the Bible verse, here, hold, it said, it's the Bible verse, Mark 10:15. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And at first, I think God, that's what God was telling all the workers there. I know me and Nate, that when we go in, I didn't really understand that. Like, and so when we went in there, it was just like the trust was like uncomprehendable. Like this, this little kid, he literally didn't, I didn't see him the whole week. He doesn't even know my name. And he's like, hey, can you catch me? And then just jumps off. I'm like, what is, first of all, what is this kid doing? And, like, I didn't even know, like what's going on right now. I didn't get to, like, comprehend it. I mean, I caught him, you know, because he, yeah, just clarify. It was just little things like that. This is little girl. We were playing, like, the worship and everything, like, playing guitar and stuff, you know. And there was this little girl just, like, worshiping. She was, like, this tall, so she was really cute. And she was just, like, weeping. And just, like, trying not to cry, just, like, lift her hands like this and, like, shaking. And, like, I was, like, my heart melted. And then one of the girls, one of the workers prayed for her, and she said it was, like, her first time experiencing God. And it was just, like, to be at that place where, like, you just surrender all to where you don't even, like, realize what's going on, just putting your trust in someone. And that's what being, like, a child is, entering the kingdom of God. And that really helped me, and I know all the kids got touched, but me, I got touched too. So thank you all for sending us there.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nate, and I just want to thank all the parents out there. You guys are amazing, because I don't know how I survived this week, honestly. It was a good experience, but I just want to thank you all, because it was 24 hours all the time. Kids, and but it was a lot of fun. Like, for instance, Pastor Sam knows there was one of the kids. His name was Kyle, and we had to all take turns on Kyle duty because he was a wanderer. So he would disappear. So he was on my team. We were we had a team competitions, and so we were all playing, and then we realized, like, oh, where's Kyle? Like, we would turn around, he's gone. He's bucking it. And then so so we started to rotate, like, who's on Kyle duty, so everyone got a chance. So then like different situations will be like one time I found him on the floor sleeping in the cafeteria under a table. One time he was just by the lake just walking, and then one time he lost his flip flops and he's like, they're one of a kind, we're the kind, and so we had to go find his flip flops. And so thank you guys. You guys are awesome parents. Thank you. Whew. Get that off my chest. Anyways, so the spiritual part aspect was so amazing. The kids were receptive, but just the first two nights were in the morning sessions. You know, kids get kind of, they lose interest fast. So the fast songs, they're all into it. Everyone was jumping around. When they got the slow songs, they would kind of look up. Oh, there's a butterfly. There's no butterfly, but and then so they would just like lose interest, and it was kind of hard because we want them to experience God, but we wanted to keep it to a level where they could understand and they could grasp it. So it slowly started getting better, slowly. But then the last night was like, if you need to know, Camp Decisions Thursday night is our miracle night, and Wednesday night for the children was our miracle night, and I was expecting it. There was expectancy in the room, and that was so pleasing as a worker, as a worship leader, as all this stuff, because you want your audience to be receptive, and they were so receptive. And literally, by the end of the night, everyone was jumping. People were getting filled with the Holy Spirit. People were getting healed. People were getting emotionally healing. And Mr. Bob, people were laughing in the spirit. Amen. Like, literally, after the dorm, there was a kid, he could not stop laughing. I'm like, what is his problem? He has too much sugar? But then I was like, nope, that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then so, like Nick said, there was this little girl, and she was just crying. And then we asked her, like, hey, because before she was on my team, her name is Emma, and she was sad because she didn't want to leave camp. And so I asked her again, like, hey, what's the matter? Are you sad because you're leaving camp? And she's like, no, I just experienced the presence of God for the first time. And I was like, oh. And then so, like, there's multiple kids that had that, and that was so amazing. But then the coolest thing is that, so the worship was kind of, like, dragged out throughout the week, like I said. Like, they were getting just engaged. And then so we were worshiping for about an hour. And that's amazing. And then so we were just sitting there, and then we ended with a big song, like a praise song. And then we ended, and then people were cheering, people were jumping down. And then we hear, one more song. I was like, this is a camp decision vibe. And so I was so happy. And, like, so just for them to want to praise God willingly and just having fun and just laughing and all that stuff, it was so an honor to be a part of that. So thank you.
Well, we've taken way more than our time, but I'll be very quickly with ours. We really just wanted the kids to understand the power, the presence of God. There are children that are in situations that are not great home lives, not necessarily just our children, but children that were there, that needed to know that God was with them always. Kids have things that challenge them all the time, whether it's a bully at school or there's just shootings and things like that are going on that are in kids' faces that we may not have had as children. But one of our main focuses this week was to know that God was with them, that the power of God was with them always, and they can tap into him anytime. There didn't need to be an adult. There doesn't even need to be another friend there with them that believes the same way. But if they're in a situation, they would have the Holy Spirit with them. They can listen to them. Holy Spirit can speak to them, and the Holy Spirit can tell them things. We said the Holy Spirit tells you things. He can tell you the future. Kids are the most open. They're way more open than we are. They're the ones who should be hearing and knowing things like that. And so I want them to have that. That's one of our focuses, Pastor Drew and I. He's the pastor at ECBC, the other church we joined with. Those were focuses that we wanted to have the kids. So they had tools to take back to their everyday life while getting touched by the power of God, but to take that presence and that anointing with them everywhere they went. And we really appreciate you being part of it by praying, by sending us, by supporting us. We thank you so much. Thank you for giving us time today.
Come on, give it up for Miss Rachel. And all of the world changers. So I'm excited to tell you that I'm going to preach for about 45 minutes. And I'm just teasing. Obviously, we'll alter our schedule because we do not want to keep you. But I just want to encourage you. The Bible says in John, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, the Spirit of truth, talking about the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth and show you things to come. So when Ms. Rachel's talking about, the future, it's not like the whole crystal ball kind of thing and everything else. It's not like that. It's like the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus said he must leave so that the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, can come. Understand? And so the Holy Spirit is a vital part of a believer's life. It's almost like a child of God's superpower. I mean, if I can just put it in just regular bottom line, it is like this. It's like, you know, we can live our lives and go to heaven. Because that's what the Bible says. Jesus said to Nicodemus that no man comes to the Father but by me. You must be born again. You know, and it's a reborn of the Spirit, not in the natural. And so that being said, it's like, yes, how someone goes to heaven is not because they're a good person. Not because they walked little old ladies across the street. not because they made Pastor John a whole pan of lasagna, you know, homemade lasagna, you know, it's not because of those things, you know, but it's because you asked Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. See, that promises heaven, eternity with Jesus, right? But being filled with the Holy Spirit, that is what we here on earth, that's living the best of both worlds. Because the Holy Spirit will guide, lead, and direct us. You know, businessmen, you know, if you're saying, you know what, I would like to know the insider trade on this. I would like to know, should I invest in that? Should I do this? Should I do that? Moms, I would love to say, you know, I would love to, you know, should I allow them to go to that party or on that trip? Or, you know, parents saying, oh, you know, should I allow my daughter to date that guy? You know, you do have a say in that. These days, you know, the children and the youth don't run the show. The inmates should never run the asylum, okay? And so it's the truth. And you have a say. You should have an influence, a say. And so how does that happen? It's not by, you know, calling the old school Psychic Friends Network. It's allowing the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit on the inside, to show you, to lead you as He promised in His Word. However, when the Spirit of truth has come, He will guide you into all truth and show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will guide you on things. He will guide you on if you have peace. That's the big thing. I don't know. I ask God. I ask the Holy Spirit. I don't know. You have to learn how to hear His voice. You know, I can give you a very simple illustration of how difficult it is. I mean, just as much as clear as you can hear my voice right now. That's how we are intended or created to hear God's voice. That crystal clear. But what happens is, a lot of us, you notice Pastor Sam used the word distractions, right? And I have Jimmy back here. And Jimmy, I'm going to ask you to hold this microphone. All right? start
talking out loud. What can we talk about?
What's happening?
I can't hear you. I don't have my hearing aids in.
You see all the different things that we allow to get between us and God. And that's why it's so difficult for us as adults to hear the leading of the Holy Spirit, the healing, the leading of the Spirit of God, because we allow so many things to get in between us and God. And what the children do, what the youth will do and have done, but what the children do specifically, as Pastor Sam said, what? They got the distractions away. Right? So what do you need to do as an adult, as we leave here today, to clear out the distractions in your life? Men, maybe turning off that TV. I know it's relaxing. You know, I fall in the trap of doing it too. You just want to veg. You know, it's just like, you know, or you may, you know, you, some, whatever it is, turning off the TV, do this or that or anything else, put down the laptop, put down the iPad. Those are usually the biggest ones. Basically, if it's internet basis, if you need Wi-Fi, if Wi-Fi is needed, you know, whatever it is for you, I don't know what it could be. It's going to be different for everybody. Maybe some people in the house, maybe it's a bad attitude. Maybe it's not walking in love. Maybe it's words of life and love. What is the distraction? To allow the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, to lead, God, and direct your every step. Because that's the way we're created to be. That's an elevated life. And just as you know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, He says, "For I know the thoughts." That I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, not to harm you, to give you. And I'm looking at my concordance because it says here, give you an expected end, but a future and a hope. A future and a hope. That is how we're supposed to be living. So one of our prayer teams come down because we're going to dismiss. I believe that, you know what, through the word of God, encouragement, everything else this morning, we're going to leave it just as it is, tie a nice bow around it. But I do want this. The theme that I've heard here this morning is about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know what? You know, I believe in breakthrough. This is a year of elevation. And for a lot of people, for to be elevated, there's breakthrough. Okay? And so I believe with all of my heart, this is not, it's not a weird thing. The Holy Spirit or praying in tongues is not weird. It's not. It's not weird whatsoever. For a child of God, it should be normal. You know, there's times where I'm weary. I'm nervous. I'm tired. I'm moody. Being honest. Praying in the Holy Spirit helps me. It's not like I said, it's not the weird, like, meditation type of thing. That's not what I'm talking about. But it helps focus me because it gets me in tune. Because with all those things that I just said, the moodiness, tired, those are all natural things. See, my flesh. It's my flesh. And when I strengthen my spirit, which whatever you're feeding the most, is what's speaking the loudest. So this morning, I believe that in Acts, there was one initial filling of the Holy Spirit. And then it goes on in Acts 2 and 3, and there's many refillings. So if you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit, right, as we dismiss, we're going to let you guys come up. These guys, every single one of these guys are ready and I don't want to say trained, but they know how to lead somebody just as Emily. I mean, I'm talking about, get me all emotional, get me all beclumped. Emily praying with her own mother. You know, that just, that's amazing. Not to mention, that's something that the two of them will never forget. You know, I remember the opportunity that I had, Pastor Kathy and I had, when we prayed with Nicholas and Nathan to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the little, in the house that we used to live in, and in their room. And I remember that. Those are times where you just, it brings unity as a family. And so this morning, you know, and this is where I was talking about the breakthrough earlier. I believe that there's somebody or individual said, you know, I've prayed for the Holy Spirit. But I had that breakthrough with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I believe the anointing is here this morning. If you'd be bold enough to step out and just come down and you say to somebody, hey, I've prayed for the Holy Spirit, but I want that evidence of speaking in tongues. You know, I believe there'll be a breakthrough for you here this morning. I really do.